hour, which featured a Groundhog Day mock. Either way, it's always thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Hey, don't forget, on Saturdays from noon to 3, you can dust off those moldy oldies and shine up the newies and listen to a little program called Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Happens from noon to 3. And then Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien immediately following from 3 to 5, one of my favorite shows on the airwaves here at WRCT. Who am I? Again, I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. If you heard a recent show that I did on January 26th, which is Australia Day, where I featured 4 hours of nothing but Australian artists, and I was taking suggestions, and I had a couple suggestions that came in, and I couldn't squeeze them all in to the show. I needed more than 4 hours. Apparently in Australia, they don't need just 4 hours. They just do it all the time. And Tom reached out and said, hey, Moxer, I have a couple more if you can squeeze those in. And I'm like, oh, I'm always open. I am always open to some new music. He said, how about the Chats? Do you know the Chats? I said, I don't. He said, play something by the Chats. I said, okay, Tom, here's Smoko by the Chats, an Australian artist. I believe they call themselves Shed Rock. Yep, whatever Shed Rock is, this is it. It's the Chats.
So let me set the scene. It's 2 in the afternoon and 34 degrees. The Queensland, harsh summer heat. I'm in sweat and buckets up and down my street. Cause there I spied the bloke, perched atop of his milk crate throne. He eyed me off as I approached, and then he said, I'm on Smoko. So leave me alone, I'm on Smoko. So leave me alone, I'm on Smoko. So leave me alone, I'm on Smoko. So leave me alone.
To pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Pansavar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Came the last goodbye.
She had become like they are.
She had taken his hand.
She had become like they are.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
10,000 Maniacs wrapping up that first set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT with their version of John Prine's Hello in There, one of my favorite songs. And if you know the song, you know it deals with not dismissing the elderly. Before that, Julie wanted to hear Van Halen's Unchained, so I did what the Moxster does, and I played a cover. I played the Bird and the Bee doing Van Halen's Unchained. And then speaking of covers, how about the Beautiful South covering Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper? Start off the entire set with Lou Reed, Mr. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and people call me the Mockster, amongst other things, and I appreciate you tuning in, because today is Groundhog Day. It is. It is February 2nd. But what's even more exciting is it's February 2nd, 2024. Now, if it's not, you're listening to an encore show. But for the most part, it should be Friday, February 2nd, 2024 when you're listening to this, which means it's my buddy Craig's 50th birthday. So for this hour, I have curated, with some suggestions from friends, a bunch of songs to make up the hour, including he's a big fan of the Van Halen Unchained. I think that's where Julie came in with that one. But, you know, and the Don't Fear the Reaper, let's just take it at face value. Not about what the song means, but, you know, Craig, Don't Fear the Reaper. But speaking of songs, how about moving into more songs dedicated to Craig and his 50th birthday? Yeah, the man can now get a 20% discount at Denny's with his ARP card, which is pretty exciting. Isn't it, old man?
Oh, man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole.
Hey guys, this is Eve from Clem Snide, and you are listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, do I wanna be there? In my city, sun shines on the bay. Do I want to be there in my city? Thank you.
When did you first realize
Hope, asking you to help the aged here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And I'm asking you to help my buddy Craig celebrate his 50th birthday by, well, just celebrate by saying happy birthday, Craig, wherever you're listening, and just enjoy the songs that we are playing for him within this hour to help celebrate the birthday. Because you know what? That's why I played Pulp, Help the Aged. You do have to help the aged. And now that, you know, post-50, I guess that's where I'm going with it, Craig. I am. Also played some Magnetic Fields in there when you're old and lonely. How about Clem Snide doing a Journey cover? I had a request for the original, and I said, you know what? I'm going to play a cover. So Clem Snide doing Journey's Lights. And speaking of covers, how about a Neil Young cover as done by Russ Tolman and Richard McGrath? Now, they were in the band True West back in the 80s, and I think actually True West has been playing around again today. But in the 90s, those two got together and did a cover of Neil Young's Old Man. And I figured what better song to play for an old man than the song Old Man. Now, WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers offers pizza, wings, hoagies, and salads, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use refined sugars in their sauce and unbleached flour in their dough. Speck Brothers is currently online only, but they offer both takeout and delivery. More information at speckbrothers.com. That is speckbrothers.com. Let's get back into more music. How about Bill Morrissey celebrating the fact that, Craig, you're hitting the big 5-0.
I turned 50 on autumn day, but the grass was brown and the sky was gray. But I never felt so strong. I turned 50, so come on, world, bring it on. Around the bases like I could, but I'm still in the game, so knock on wood, I get the jump on the pitch and I catch one more. I turn 50, I quit keeping the score. Hey, you kids, this ain't no jive, but I've seen the Beatles perform live. New guitar is all handcrafted. I turn 50. Best of all, I can't get drafted. But I don't get carded in a bar. And I own my house and I own my car. I can't believe I made it this far. I turn 50. I still wish upon a star. Once life was a race and I had to run it. Now I know what not to do because I've done it. Well, there's too much anger and too much crap. I turn 50, I think I'll take a nap. Sometimes I think about the days back then, but there's no returning the way back when. Oh, I loved them all, but those days are gone. I turned 50, so come on, world, bring it on.
At me and say,
too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buxton got too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Singer, buddy!
I used to jump just like a deer, now I need a new landing gear. I used to could jump, picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch.
Too old,
he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
washed and got too old. He's too old to cut mustard anymore. When I was young, I had an automobile. Screwed myself right under the wheel. Had to fight the girls off with a stick. But now they say he makes me sick. Too old. Mustard anymore. But he's getting too old. Buxton got too old. He's too old to cut mustard anymore. But he's too old to cut mustard anymore.
It was a night. What a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The night was alive with stars above. Oh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love.
Oh, it was a kiss.
Ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was.
Such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was, it really was.
Such a kiss.
Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender.
Such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night.
It was a night.
Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember
that night.
Ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh.
Hey!
Teenage Frames wishing you a happy birthday, Craig, and anyone else who might be celebrating a birthday today, February 2nd, 2024. Before the Teenage Frames, some Elvis by suggestion. Who suggested it? Well, Craig's wife. Craig's wife called in and said, Mockster, could you please play Elvis? Not just any Elvis song. Please play Such a Night. That would give Craig Such a Night for the fact that you're doing this to celebrate his birthday. So I did that for both of you. And let's see, before the Elvis, some Buck Owens, a little help from a Buddy Allen on that one with the song Too Old to Cut the Mustard, and start off the entire set with Bill Morrissey explaining about being 50. Yeah, so we are celebrating my buddy Craig's 50th birthday as it is happening today. Who am I? I am Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and I always appreciate when you tune in. I appreciate the fact that you've hung out with me for this hour where I've just kind of taken the airtime and I said, you know what? This is all about my buddy Craig, but I've done it Mockster style in the way that I do with covers and fun songs and maybe songs that might slightly tease Craig.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Time is marching on, and time is still marching on.
This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's sooner still.
Zilch, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda. Self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea of self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea of self-defense.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is of my people that the people are.
Never mind the furthermore.
It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that people aren't intending.
Never mind the opinion that people aren't intending.
Never mind the opinion that people aren't intending. China Clipper calling Alameda. 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 China
Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda.
I got plans to ditch my chest and get outside. Dancing women throwing plates, decapitating their laughing gates. Swirling chickens caught in flight, out of focus, much too bright coming down. Shining teeth, game show suckers trying to breathe. But I got a drug and I got the bug, and I got something better than love. How you like me now?
Pretty good.
Going on, feeling strong. I quit my job blowing leaves, telephone bills up my sleeves, choking like a one-man dust bowl. Freedom rock slime ball, talking in code, we went down. Lit up the shack, grabbed me a beer out of the sack. Everybody bent over twice, painting the walls, throwing some dice, leaping up into the air, getting juiced up beyond belief. And they were singing like this. Why no flowing Thursday at the sun? Put myself between a bum. Now I'm running out of drunk. Now I'm running like a flaming pig.
Oh yeah.
Scraping off the attitude. Old man eating all my food. Don't be kind, don't be rude. Just shake your boots and let it all get loose.
Happy, I have not met my past.
Why no throwing frisbees?
turntables. I hear that you and your band
LCD Sound System wrapping up that set of music with Losing My Edge, because you know, as you get older, that's exactly what happens. Craig, go ask a Gen Zer, and you'll figure out how much edge you've been losing. Before the LCD Sound System, Craig, one of his favorites, I know this for a fact, from Mellow Gold, Beck, Beer Can, so I did want to throw that in that set of music. Also, the Monkees. I went back to headquarters for Zilch. So if you're familiar with Del the Funky Homo Sapien and Mr. Dabolina, yeah, Mr. Bob Dabolina, that's the sample they took, was from the Monkees, so I wanted to play that for you as well. And then They Might Be Giants with the song Older, which is a song telling you that you're actually older than when that song played. Had to play that one for you as well. And then I started off with the Solipsistics, I believe, out of L.A. with the song They Tease Me Because They Like Me. Yes, happy birthday, Craig. I appreciate all of you listening and enjoying this hour I took of my radio show to celebrate Craig's 50th birthday, as he's been celebrating all day long. And I need to end it with one, maybe two songs. If I can get the Ramones, I Don't Want to Grow Up in this set, I will. But if not, Penelope reached out and said, if you don't play some Beastie Boys for Craig, then you didn't do a good show. So went back to check your head for Time for Living. Some Beastie Boys for you, Craig. Oh yeah, that just happened. Craig, you got Rickrolled. You did during your birthday celebration here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Again, happy birthday, Craig. Probably the first and only time Rick Astley will be played on this radio program. As always, appreciate the listeners of the Viva La Mach radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mochster. As always, 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, online at WRCT.org. Happy birthday, Craig.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.